The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to them, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I have to come over here from the pulpit because I don't think the people on Facebook can even see the pulpit. So welcome back to our little rectory chapel, okay, in our morning mass. I think I can manage to make morning mass every day now at 9 a.m. because it was really hard setting up all this equipment and getting everything right, and not as simple as it seems, okay? But anyway, I think from now on we can make it at 9 a.m. so you can tune in. A little tiny thought for you here for the day, just a little thought on what we just heard. Okay, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke each tell the story of about 30 miracles of Jesus. Okay, 30 miracles. But the Gospel of John only tells the story of 7 miracles. Why does Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell you 30 miracles and John only tell you 7 miracles? The reason for that is because Matthew, Mark, and Luke were written for unbelievers to try to lead them to a conversion of heart. The Gospel of John's different. John was written to believers trying to lead them from shallow faith to deep faith, right? And that's what we want. To go from shallow faith to deep faith. Let's talk about faith for just a moment here today. Today we hear in the Gospel the story of this royal official. Royal official's in Capernaum. Jesus is in Cana. And he goes down from Capernaum to Cana, and he's only got one request of Jesus. He says, "Please heal my son before my son dies." And Jesus says back to him, "You can go. Your son will live." And immediately upon hearing Jesus say that, the man just turns tail and he walks back to Capernaum. Now, understand, that's a 2 days walk. That's like walking from Fredericksburg, you know, like up to D.C. And as soon as Jesus says, "Your son will be better," he just gets up and walks. This man had faith. What is faith? Let's try to understand better what faith is, because I don't think a lot of people have a real good understanding of faith. Is faith just kind of like an intellectual assent to a set of abstract concepts? Is that what faith is? Some people think that faith means that you know your catechism. You can list off the Ten Commandments and you won't make any mistakes, and you can list off the precepts of the church and you're very well catechized. Some people think, "Oh, I've got good faith, right? I know all that stuff." Some people think that faith is kind of a vague, generalized optimism that everything is going to work out for the best, whether or not you really think that it is going to work out for the best. Is that what faith means? Lots of understandings of faith. Here's an understanding I think that we really want to anchor our hearts on. Faith, first of all, is a grace from God to you. A grace that moves your heart and your mind to believe what God has told you, what He's revealed to you, and to act on it. That's faith. I'll say that once again. Okay, faith, first of all, is a grace from God to you that moves your heart and your mind to believe what God's revealed and to act on it. So you see, a lot of people think that, you know, faith is this emotion, and if I feel really stirred up, that means I have faith. Faith has nothing to do with emotion. Sometimes emotion can be there, don't get me wrong. But faith, first of all, comes from God. It doesn't come from us. And it moves us to act because we're confident in the knowledge there's a God up there who knows you and who loves you and is going to provide for you no matter what, and that changes everything. Changes our whole lives, especially when we don't see. I tell you what's great about this gospel right here. The man goes home, 2 days walk, and he has no idea. He can't see that believing in Jesus made any sense. That's faith. Because we don't always see, do we? You pray for healing, the best of intentions, all the novenas going, all the masses going, and the person you're praying for doesn't get any better. Or you pray for a job. Maybe somebody's unemployed. Perfectly good intention, right? You're not praying for a new Ferrari. You're not praying for a new Porsche. It's perfectly good intention. And nothing happens. And you can't see. What do you do when you can't see anything get better? You go back to this understanding of faith. You remember, Jesus isn't a genie in a lamp who comes to fulfill our wishes. But it's like we heard in the first reading. God's ways are so high above our ways, it's like the heavens are above the earth. And that's what He's come to bring to each one of us, a way of living in which we know that there is an all-good, all-powerful, all-loving God who knows your needs better than you do. And you are so confident that no matter what happens, He's going to orchestrate everything, maybe not for what you want, but for what's truly best for you. That changes everything. You can live in peace knowing that, and that's the peace. That's the peace that we want to have. That's what makes real love possible. So we're going to be hearing from the Gospel of John, for a long, long time. It's practically till the end of Easter at this point, which the Gospel readings from John. So it's important that you understand one thing from John. John is the only Gospel writer who tells you, right at the outset, what his purpose is in writing. He says, I've written this so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and in believing, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the consequence of faith. When you believe, really believe it, you've got life like you never had it before, and you've got that more abundantly. Let's make that our intention now, to pray for that kind of depth of faith, because we need it, right? We really need it. Let's make that our intention now, from now straight through to the end of Lent. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Turibius, pray for us.